Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
And Trevor's got things going out there right now. We'd really like some people to stop by at Goner. They have kind of a mini open house going at all times. But
it's a big building.
It's a big building that they have got things ready to go to show what they're showcasing. And also, the big thing for them right now is with the space, with all the seed, a lot of seed being gone, they have all of their rewards items out. Their boats, their golf carts, all their stuff that you get away
in
the rewards program is all laid out. And so you really get a chance to see it. Get a feel for it, for the things you're going to be gathering for free when you sign up with Beck's.
BecksHybrids.com. Thanks to Trevor and company for always being a sponsor of our show. Okay, when things aren't great at your own program, you like to look at other programs that are doing worse than you. CBS Sports yesterday put out a list of college football's 10 most disappointing teams this season. Now, I guess it'd be obvious that I think maybe Florida State is the most disappointing at 1-6.
It says that.
They were ranked 10th off the bat, lost to Georgia Tech in Ireland. It's gone south ever since. Their one win against California, that's it. They are obviously number one on the list, but there's other teams, if you haven't been paying attention, that are struggling this year, including Auburn. Auburn is 2-5 on the season. They did not begin the season ranked. They were unranked, but they are 2-5 in year two of the Hugh Freeze era.
This is a really good article by CBS Sports, and I didn't know that TV cameras keep showing Peyton Thorne and Freeze bickering. Peyton Thorne's the quarterback.
Yes, he is, for Michigan State.
Peyton Thorne, again, just stuff that I forget that blows my mind. Peyton Thorne guided Michigan State to an 11-2 record in 2021. It just seems like a long time ago, and it kind of is a long time.
As this article points out, Hugh Freeze right now through 20 games, 8-12, is worse than Brian Harsin, who was 9-11.
And then what happened to Harsin?
He was fired the next game. Yeah. Game 21, Harsin out.
Fired out, made up a fake story about him with another girl, which wasn't true. Tried to ruin her life. I mean, beyond belief what went on there.
Let's try to avoid
that. What did Harsin do?
Nothing. They didn't win enough games, but there was a story made up about a recruiting aide that there was something going on between the two, and it was 100% false.
Oh, God.
100% false.
That can happen.
And it could happen. I think that stands out to me the most is Kansas.
Okay.
Arizona, because they return quarterbacks. And so you felt right away, it's like, and those quarterbacks are both still playing. Utah was a quarterback returning, but injured early, game two, with his finger out. Now he's hurt, you know, with his calf. He's done for the year, maybe done forever. So those stand out to me because the quarterback was back. And then the Michigan stands out because they sat there all year. The head coach, Sharon Moore, was there. So was the OC. And they were like, we're good in the quarterback room. We're fine. And they didn't go get a quarterback. And now they don't even remotely have a quarterback.
They do a rotation, basically.
To throw a forward pass. I think they're 132nd in passing yards.
Yeah, they don't.
They're atrocious passing football.
And so that's a giant, that is a mismanagement because they have a good enough defense and talent. Because they have some high draft picks still on that team. So those teams jump out to me. And then I would push back on Virginia Tech really hard. The bad call against Miami. And they're still just one loss in the league. So they're still in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm surprised they put them in here.
Yeah, I would not put Virginia Tech at that. Now, they played bad. To say the Rutgers game, Vandy doesn't look near as bad now.
No, but
the
fine loss.
Rutgers game does. There's one game they didn't show up in, and that was Rutgers.
They point out, again, for the disappointing teams, like you mentioned, Bill, Arizona was 21st preseason. They're now 3-4 with Noah Fifita, good quarterback, great last year for Jed Fish, who moved on to Washington. Has not gone well for Brent Brennan in his debut, taking over a good team. Arizona.
I mean, they got beat 34-7, I think it was, by Colorado. I mean,
they got beat by BYU handily the week before that, too. Yeah. They've been pounded.
Just got stomped.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it's a bunch. Ole Miss, a little bit, I would say that. I would say that Kentucky loss is the one that's way harder than the LSU one. The LSU, they had the game won about four times.
Yeah, that was
and failed to close it out, but the loss to Kentucky is very big. Then USC at 3-4. I mean, that's a wow. And I still think they have to change quarterbacks and go to the transfer from UNLV to give them some sort of a spark. So I don't know what you build on right now. That is a program that's built for the conversation is basically national playoffs, Final Four, what you name it. That is how that is perceived. And wow, 3-4 is something.
Losing to Maryland.
Lost to Maryland.
That's a cross-country trip, to be fair. But UCLA just beat Rutgers, though, so it didn't help the cause.
They are four plays away from being undefeated. I mean, they really are. It's like there's so many things they could have done, but still, it's 3-4.
Yeah, it's rough for Lincoln Riley. Rough. I mean, he's getting paid $10 million a year, so it's not.
His last, what you guys said the other day, was 11 games or 12 games? I mean, it's... He's won like three or four games in the last. I mean, it's been horrible.
The Trojans are 1-4 in conference play and 5-9. The Trojans are 1-4 in conference play and 5-9 overall since starting last season 6-0. 5-9. That's incredible. It's incredible to me that Lincoln Riley's record is 5-9 since that in that period.
It has, a lot of close losses, but still losses. Like, it still counts. Okay, they're one play away.
It's an interesting list.
So the records of these teams again: Arizona 3-4. Florida State is 1-6 after being ranked 10.
1-6.
Kansas was preseason 22. They're 2-5 after a win. They were 1-5. They're 2-5 now, and they still have to play. This is their schedule to finish the season.
Horrifying.
They play at K-State this weekend. Then they host Iowa State. Then they're at BYU and they're at Colorado.
Yes,
they're screwed. It's over. Kansas is going to go 3-9.
They're not in a good situation. No. Utah's schedule's really rough too down the stretch.
Do you have that, Steve?
I don't, Bill. I don't have it on my screen. Yeah, Jake, you're the schedule guy.
Yeah, Jake is the schedule guy. That if you ask me, I have no chance. Steve generally has at least a chance, but Jake's our guy on this
schedule.
Let me check.
Oh, I can get it.
Let me check Utah's schedule the rest of the season. So
it's rough.
Utah has they have a good. They're at Houston. That's winnable this week. They're favored by.
I'll say this: don't count that one as a win. And I'm a big Utah fan, but
they're only favored by three.
Yeah, Utah. I'm just telling you. At home, Willie Fritz has got a new. So even though they're not playing well, he still has his team. They're in that first year. They'll keep playing.
So Utah 4-3. They play at Houston. Then they will host BYU after a bye week on November 9th. Then they'll head to Colorado. Who, by the way, is 5-2. Then they will host Iowa State, who's still 7-0, and then they will go to UCF. So not as brutal as Kansas.
Not as bad as Kansas.
But still, you got BYU and you got Iowa State. That's rough.
Colorado's rough.
Well, it started off with Oklahoma State and Utah is going to battle it out to win the Big 12.
So Okie State's in here. They're 3-4. Oklahoma State is 0-4 in the Big 12. Who in the hell saw that coming?
Nobody.
0-4.
Quarterback returning.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bowman, the show.
And Ollie Gordon.
Ollie, Gordon's playing. That's right. He's Sip's healthy.
Right. Sip's right. They brought back the best running back. And guess what? He's been healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's a little banged up, but he has played.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything either.
As this points out, and he's healthy, but he has only went over 100 yards twice out of seven games.
Defensively, they're just awful.
God dang it,
I mean,
Gundy.
They are awful. And they have a miracle win.
What's going on?
I mean, Arkansas muffs a punt. I mean, Arkansas just gave him a win. And so to have that win is unbelievable. Yeah, but it's remarkable to watch.
Now, they showed some, again, they lost to BYU on Friday, but they showed some life. They could have got blown out like the season. So they lost 38-35. So they're not dead, but they're, I mean, in the conference play, they have no chance of going to the title game. They're 0-4.
They had the game won.
They got a chance at a bowl game, but
BYU went 80 yards in like a minute and no timeouts for a touchdown.
It's very odd seeing Oklahoma State at 3-4 and again, 0-4. In conference.
Yeah,
play.
So who's the second most disappointing? That's the question.
So if Florida State's obviously what? We all agree that's the most disappointing team, right?
Who's
Florida State.
Second most?
Who's number two? Again, your options.
Who's number two?
Your options for this list, Auburn 2-5, Arizona 3-4, Kansas 2-5, Michigan 4-3, Ole Miss 5-2, Okie State 3-4, USC 3-4.
God dang.
Utah 4-3. Vatek 4-3. That's your option.
I'd go with a tie between USC and Michigan.
I was going to say a tie between USC and Kansas.
Yeah, because of the quarterback. Yes, that's right.
Michigan though was the national champ. So
and they had and Michigan they knew. I mean they were that staff's together. They knew what they had.
God.
And they have a miracle win over.
Well,
USC.
Now wait a second. How much of the fact they didn't get a quarterback was just timing because of
probably
Harbaugh
something
leaving.
That would be something. There's probably, and whatever was it, I'm sure what they did, they probably looked and they said what's available in the late spring portal, and they probably said I don't have anything, or grad transfer. But when you see, just imagine right now if Pavia was at Michigan, they'd be better. They'd be way better,
a lot better.
They don't have anybody close to a Pavia who's from New Mexico State who transferred to Vandy, the worst team in the SEC. Traditional
quarterback.
It is week 8, and they're playing musical chairs at quarterback in Michigan. They don't know
three.
Who their guy is.
Yeah,
they don't know. How do you not know in week 8? Yeah. Because they've all been bad.
And I think
that's why.
And I think the gloom around the office has to be bad because of we don't even know our sanctions yet. They're going to get hit hard. They're going to get hit hard.
They have their title.
And there's something. There are some things in the NCAA that you can fight back on, like when they fire lawsuits about NIL or different things, you can kind of fire back on them. You don't on these things. The NCAA, they're what they say because you're a member. You've joined that. And so what they say will be real. So whatever those things, whatever it's going to come down on, and it's going to be pretty hard.
Sherrone Moore, contractually, I think he's protected.
Yeah, he's in good shape. Yeah, you're right. He's protected with the. But they have. What did Harbaugh get? Was it 7 years show cause?
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's a lot.
He can't coach in college football. ever. For 8 years.
Pretty much he's done.
But that tells you.
But he got a championship, though. But that, you know what?
That tells you. That tells you it's a pretty serious offense coming down.
Oh, God.
It's pretty serious. Well, and look,
so Michigan is 4-3. Now, again, you can't take wins away, but at the end, they got lucky against USC, right? They got lucky to win that game. Remember the Minnesota game? They're up big, and the onside kick that was recovered by Minnesota, they lost that game, basically. They probably would have lost. You know, Minnesota was rolling that fourth quarter. Yeah. Down by three, they could have won that game.
Also, when they recovered that ball, they were like 4 yards from field goal range. The ball was way down the field on the recovery. Oh. I'm more shocked, also, that Virginia Tech is on here and Oklahoma isn't.
Yeah, what's that all about? Why is Oklahoma not on?
Great point.
Oklahoma's got to be. They're 4-3. They have no offense.
Oklahoma's not on here.
I haven't seen them on the list. No,
and they're just
Oklahoma should be
complete
on this
dumpster fire.
No, they put Ole Miss. They put Ole Miss at 5-2 above Oklahoma.
Oklahoma missed on that one.
But both Oklahoma teams should be on here. Oklahoma State and Oklahoma.
And you can't figure out. So they decided they were going to redshirt their Jackson. Is it Jackson Arnold? Am I saying that right?
Yes, I think so.
They were gonna. Now they've named him the starter again.
They're desperate.
So now they are in a bad, bad spot. Schedule czar.
Oklahoma.
Please pull up Oklahoma.
Okay. Yeah, they're in a bad spot schedule-wise.
I think this will shock you also. I mean, in total offense, I think they're in the high 120s.
And what did you say their record was, by the way?
They're 4-3.
4-3.
4-3.
Oh, couple.
I went to Big 12 because SEC. Oklahoma plays at Ole Miss this weekend.
Hell.
They are right now.
That's a loss.
You want to guess the spread in that one real quick?
18.
Sip?
Yeah, 16.
20.5.
Yeah. Ooh, that's
the Sooners are 20.5 point dog. That never happens.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is 4-3. They'll head to Ole Miss this weekend. Then they have a gimme against Maine after a bye. Sorry, next week. They'll play home against Maine. Then they will head to Missouri. Then they host Alabama. Then they close at LSU. They might not get to six wins.
And they have a miracle win against Auburn. A miracle.
Ole Miss.
But it counts.
Now, wait a second. Ole Miss is a 20-point favorite.
20.5 point favorite. Yeah,
that's because they play defense.
The perception flips so fast. You see it right now. All of a sudden, people are bailing from Florida State's lost several recruits.
Yeah.
Things not going. So how are you going to, if you're at Florida State or any of these places, imagine trying to recover this. Because there's a chance Florida State plays Miami this weekend and no one cares.
Oh.
So remember back in the 90s?
Oh, you didn't miss that.
I mean, that was a game that was like, it was ridiculous. It's ABC. Those were afternoon games. It'd be like the 2:30 game.
Yeah, you didn't miss it.
You didn't miss Florida State and Miami. Now, people care because of Miami, but no one cares now.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Just on Oklahoma real quick, their last two games, Texas 34-3, South Carolina 35-9. They've been routed. Yeah. They can't score. They can't stop anybody right now.
God, that's depressing.
And they have to be on this top. They missed Oklahoma on this list. Otherwise, it looks pretty
good. It's going to take everything they can to get to a bowl game. They've got another win with Maine.
That's about it.
Michigan's
in bowl game peril, I think.
They are.
I mean, think about their schedule. Their schedule still includes Oregon, Ohio State, and Indiana, and Michigan State. They'll have to scratch to get to a bowl.
I'd be shocked if Michigan State doesn't beat Michigan.
Well, then there you go. They probably won't go to a bowl.
Right.
Because they're not beating Oregon.
They'll probably beat Northwestern, and that's it then the rest of the season if they lose to Michigan State.
And Northwestern can beat them. Where's that game at?
That's at Michigan.
Okay. But Northwestern can beat them. Well, everyone knows Michigan is not a daunting place to play, and it sure isn't right now.
Because
the Big House will have, there'll be the upper area of the stadium. There'll be no one there.
Well, this all points up something that's very important. It's fragile. It's all very fragile.
Oh, fragile.
It's all very fragile.
A lot of disappointing teams.
Alabama looks a little fragile. Think about that for a second.
I mean, two losses.
The decisions that'll be made by head coaches and by recruiting staffs and your GM are so important. Because just think of the teams that improved dramatically that had nothing going for them. The Vanderbilts. So it's like all of a sudden they had nothing going for them. And they figured out a way to get it done. And they found a way to find players from New Mexico State, from different places, to show up and play for them.
I think you're going to see this more and more. I think just the wild swings and the parity is going to become more of a thing.
A lot of disappointing teams this year. Nebraska, not one of those yet at 5-2.
Well, yeah, how far are they from this?
They're not on the list. They're far still from the list.
Are they?
A couple more losses.
The numbers still matter.
Yep.
5-2.
5-2.
Nebraska 5-2 still matters big time.
When we come back, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.